Hey guys, welcome back to the pod. Today I'm sharing my current obsessions, some of my favorite things, mostly products, I guess, but like skincare stuff, clothes, organization type vibes, because a lot of you guys asked me for this, so here we go. And as someone with a self-diagnosed shopping problem, I feel like I am someone who can give good advice because I do a lot of impulse buys. I would say against my own will, but I am the one that convinces myself to do it. I'm really easily influenced. Like if I see two Instagram ads of the same thing, I will get it, or I will have to force myself to go off my phone. And this is like, recently, I've been seeing all over TikTok, so they opened like the TikTok shop where people can get, I think they get commissions for promoting a product, and I keep seeing this Summer Fridays lip balm everywhere, and it's almost $30 for a lip balm, and I'm someone who uses Aquaphor religiously, but I've gotten so tempted to buy it. And by tempted, I mean I've fully added it to my cart twice and typed in all my information. And then when it says confirm, I've backed out. So pretty much I've almost bought it twice. And to be fair, on the TikTok shop, it does give you a 30% off discount, which is really nice. But I've not been doing that. Anyway, moving on. My first thing on the list is something that I was influenced by on TikTok, okay? But I actually really like it and I wear it pretty much every day, and that's the Cakes Sticky Bra. It's kind of like, I don't know if it's considered a bra. It's more like, you know, those nip covers that you get that are like in the shapes of flowers? Think of that. But not, because it's a lot bigger where it covers like pretty much your whole boob, not just like nip part. And as someone who hates bras, and also I feel like sometimes the outline of a bra ruins my outfit, and I'm lazy, okay? And sometimes there are dresses or tops that I don't want a bra showing, but also I don't want my nips out, you know? So I've really been liking this, and I actually like it better than real, I guess, sticky bras. Mainly because it doesn't have the actual, like sticky residue on it, which a lot of the other, like, adhesive bras use, just because that grosses me out so much. I honestly don't know how it works because it's not sticky. I think it has something to do with like the heat of your body keeps it on, but I like it and I wear them all the time and they're reusable. You don't have to wear a bra and it makes things really easy, and also they stay on even if like you're sweating. They say you should just really wear it with a tighter top, but I've worn it with looser things and it's been fine and it just stays. But I really like it because I hate bras. And as someone with little to no boobs, I don't really need to wear a bra exactly for the support aspect. So this works for me. But also they have different sizes. So I think they have like a double A to A and then a B to C and then D to double D sizes, and they consider it like small, regular, and large, I think. Look at the website though, but I have the regular one and it works great. I love it, and it comes in a cute little pink bag. It's a little cinch bag, so it looks cute. I love it. It's great. Good life hack. Next thing, I don't remember the last time I talked about this, but one of my favorite brands is Salt. Salt with two A's, and they do like period care, but it's sustainable, like reusable period products. They have cups, discs, period underwear, and they've been expanding their product range. And I'm on their PR list. I really don't remember why, but I always forget about this and then I get sent random things. Anyway, and I recently got sent, maybe in the spring, it was their new salt disc, which is different from a cup because it goes like higher up and it's horizontal, not really. Actually, that this is a really terrible explanation. It's more like kind of like a shallow bowl, I guess, and it goes to where I'm trying to think of like anatomy words, but it's like up past your, is it your pelvic bone? I don't know, but I've recently been liking it. I have used a cup since 2020, I think it's March 2020, because I remember when I first started it, I was like, oh my god, this is going to be so easy to remember because it's 2020, and then I can know the years because I didn't want to have to do actual math, right? But I love the cup. But one of the reasons I like the disc better is because sometimes with the cup, it makes it like me pee really slow, and I don't know why. I don't know if it's because it's like pressing on my bladder or what, but that doesn't happen with the disc. And also with the disc, you can do more stuff, and that's fun too. And I really like both, but I'm a big, I don't really like tampons or pads. I have used both. I've tried a lot of different products, a lot of different trial and error, mostly like in high school, the beginning of high school, just trying to figure out what I like. And oh my god, earlier in the school year, I randomly got my period and I didn't have my cup or anything with me, and I had to use a tampon, and I actually like gagged. I vividly remember putting in a tampon in the library, and I was so uncomfortable and I actually hated it. But that's just because it's really just what you get used to, right? Like, some people love tampons. That's great. Me, no thanks. I'm not really a fan of like the smell, or if you pull it out and it's dry and that just hurts like a bitch. So I'm gonna stick with my cup or disc. I usually just change in between the two. It's like whatever I'm feeling at the moment. But Salt is definitely my favorite brand for that. And I also like their period underwear. They have different styles in it. So you can get like a bikini style, thong, cheeky, whatever. And they're pretty cute. I think it's like comparable to the Thinx underwear, but I've heard that it's better. So do your own research for that. But if you're interested in like a period underwear, they have good stuff, but I would suggest checking out their website because they've been my favorite period brand for almost 3 years. So check it out. Okay, next thing on my current obsessions list is a brand of socks, okay? Because as someone who doesn't really buy socks, actually, I don't think I had gotten new socks since before middle school, and I brought all those socks to college, and I had so many holes in my socks, and so much so that people were like pointing it out and were like, oh my god, Carmen, you have so many holes in your socks. And I was like, bruh, please, like, I didn't notice that. But anyway, that peer pressured me into getting new socks, mainly because that's embarrassing, but also it was time, okay? And I fell to the peer pressure, whatever. But I really like the Bombas socks. And I'm not, like, an expensive sock person, okay? Like, you can tell. Like, I will wear socks until there's, like, no sock left. That's same for shoes, too. Like, I really just don't care. Not a very big, I guess, feet style person. But I love the Bombas socks. And I got, maybe it was, like, a 12-pack when I was at school in the fall, and it was like discounted, but I really like it, and they're really comfy, and they have like extra cushiony stuff on the heel. And if you need new socks, I recommend, because I know my sister loves the Under Armour socks, but I swear they're so thin and she always gets holes in them. But these haven't ripped or anything and still look nice and are comfy and add extra squish, which I appreciate. So if you're looking out splurging for some socks, check out Bombas. I think that's how you say it. Not really sure, but that sounds right. But if you need to clean out your sock drawer, also this is your reminder to do that. Because it's probably disgusting, especially if you have a bunch of mismatched socks or just like a bunch of socks with holes in them. Or I know, like, I remember going through my socks in eighth grade and I literally had socks from when I was an actual baby that wouldn't fit on my feet. So just go through your socks. Same with your underwear drawer. Go through it because it's probably nasty. Okay. Hot tip. Next thing. Speaking of feet, since we're on the theme, my absolute favorite tennis shoes are the On Clouds, and I think they are ridiculously expensive, okay? Like, I will say that. Why are they that much? I don't know, but I love them, okay? And I, like I said, I really don't care about shoes. My only thing with shoes is that I want it to be squishy, and I want my feet not to hurt, and I don't want to get blisters. Okay, and I want to be able to wear it for a while. Last school year, so freshman year, I wore the same pair of On Clouds, I think, literally every day, all day, and I wore them so much and walked probably, like, I don't even know, because I walked at school literally, like, 5 miles a day, not because I was exercising, but just because how spread out things are on campus or just doing stuff. But imagine, okay, walking 5 miles a day for 9 months in the same pair of shoes, okay? That's what I did. And by the end of the year, they were, let's just say, disgusting, okay? I think I had, there were holes everywhere, they were super nasty, but I loved them, okay? And I didn't want to give them away or throw them away, but my friends were like, yeah, it's time. See, the thing is, I don't really notice the holes. I don't care. I would literally just wear socks that were similar colors so you couldn't tell. But people could tell. I guess that triggers some people. I don't know. But I recently got a new pair of On Clouds, and they're so comfy, and I love them so much. And I tried to get the Hokas because my mom and my sister love their Hokas. But for some reason, like, I ordered a pair, and then when I tried them on, just the arch in the sole just like felt weird on my foot, like it felt like it was in the wrong place, and I don't know if that means there's something wrong with my foot or if it was the wrong size or what, but I just did not like the Hokas as much. But I like the On Clouds because it's like flat at the bottom. But I know some people like Hokas. I don't know, but I'm just like not a big shoe person. And I don't like buying shoes just because it genuinely feels like a waste of money, which is kind of funny because it's like you're wearing them every day, all day, so it's not really a waste of money, but they're so expensive, but I love them. They're so cute. And Bryce got a pair of On Clouds, and they're so cute, but his were like $160 for sneakers that are white. Is that not ridiculous? Because I think that's ridiculous. Mine weren't that expensive. But the men's ones or maybe certain styles. Actually, I'm going to be honest. I don't know how much mine was. Maybe, I think it was like over $100 though. But I love them and I wear them every day. And especially if you're going to be walking a bunch. I walk a bunch at school. So I really like them and I just want to have an everyday shoe. Because I pretty much rotate through 3 pairs of shoes. Like, I have my Birkenstocks, a sneaker, and then, like, a quote-unquote nice sneaker, which is literally, like, a Nike high tops, and that's all I wear. So, I'm not really a big shoe person, but I really like these. They're really comfy. Okay, next thing on my list, absolute must-have, my favorite thing, is the Blissey Silk Sleep Mask. Okay? I love this so much. I even got my roommate one last year for her birthday because it's just so magical, and especially if you're sharing a room with someone, it's just so nice. And even if you're not, I just love feeling it's like a light pressure on your eyes, but it's so soft and it's cold because it's silk. And it's cute and they have cute patterns. Mine was like a blue and pink tie-dye and I really liked it. And I think I wore it pretty much every night when I was at school. And it's really great too if you want to take a nap but you can't fall asleep because it's bright. So then you just put on your sleep mask and it's like nighttime. Okay. And this is also expensive. I think it was $50 for a sleep mask, which I will say is stupid. But I love it so much that I can't really complain. But I do know, like, at Target, they have satin sleep masks, which I guess is similar. So if you want to spend less money, but I love the Blissey one. It's just never done me wrong. And it's so cute. And it comes in a cute little cinch bag that matches the pattern of your sleep mask. And it's just so nice. And I always feel so refreshed when I wake up. And it's good if you're sharing a room with someone and they stay up later than you, but you want to go to bed. You know, so it can be dark, but they don't have to turn the lights off. And also, I just like it. It made me feel bougie when I was sleeping. And I'm someone, okay, I have tried to be like that bougie person that wears matching PJs and the sleep mask and like cute hair. But that's not me. Minus the sleep mask, I do love. But I'm not really a big matching PJs person. I think they're so cute and I wish I could, but all I want to sleep in is like a giant t-shirt and my sleep mask, of course. But get a sleep mask, okay? It's so nice. Doesn't matter where. I like the Blissey one, but like I said, it's like expensive. I think it's because it's 100% silk, which makes sense why it would be so expensive, but it's so nice. I need to wash mine though because I'm pretty sure I've worn it with makeup on or some tinted sunscreen maybe because it has like brown like skin tone smears on it and I don't know what it's from. So oops, but I love it so much. 10 out of 10 recommend. Okay, next on my list is a gift that I got for myself last summer, I think. I don't really know. But that's the Fitbit Versa. I have the one, it's white and it has like, what's it called? The screen is like, has a gold rim around it. And I like it because it matches all my gold jewelry, right? So it's not like a chunky watch that doesn't really fit in and I can wear it anytime because my wrists are really small and I've thought about getting an Apple Watch, but I feel like it would just look weird on me. So I got my Fitbit and I really like it because it tracks my sleep. And my favorite thing is waking up in the morning and seeing what my sleep score is and also comparing it to my brother because we have a competition. But it's so fun and you can see like what stage of sleep you're in. I don't know how accurate that is, but it's really entertaining and I personally enjoy. It also tracks your steps and like does your heart rate and you can add in workouts you do. So when I do an occasional workout, I'll put it on there. Also, oh my god, one time, so I was going last August, my mom and I drove to Athens, Georgia, because it was my sister's bid day, and we were driving through Atlanta and my heart rate got so high because I was so anxious because of the traffic that my watch thought I was working out. And I literally got into the, what's it called? Like the level my heart rate was in the fat burn zone. So it was like 130 or something, just me sitting in the car. So sometimes that happens, but I think that was a more of a me issue than the watch, just because sometimes I get, you know, make myself really stressed. But that was fun. I was also like aggressively sweating because I was just so scared. Mainly that was because of my mom's driving, because she would always be in the far left lane when we needed to go on an exit in the far right, and she would have to cross like 8 lanes of traffic, and that was just, you know, that was really stressful. Anyway, I love my Fitbit. It also lasts like 5 days, so you don't have to charge it all the time, which is nice. And my main thing why I like it is because it matches my jewelry. I think It was like $100, maybe a little less. I'm not sure though. But they have a bunch of different styles, and supposedly it's waterproof, but I always take it off before I go in the shower because for some reason I thought it wasn't, but I googled it the other day and it said that it was. But also, I don't know. I get iffy on that type of stuff. So pretty much the only time I take it off is when I'm in the shower or if I go swimming. But I love it. It's very aesthetic and it's nice and thin. So if you have a small wrist, it doesn't look extremely chunky. You can also get text messages on it. You can't reply to them, but you can see them, which is nice, I guess, because if you don't want to be looking at your phone all the time and it can like beep you, or you can put it on Do Not Disturb and it won't beep you. But I like that feature. Okay, next thing. I feel like I've talked about this in every one of my episodes the past few weeks, but I am currently extremely obsessed with my weekly planner. Okay, I got this fully from Sam's Club on sale, but I realized, actually, because I was at Walmart the other day with my younger brother because we were getting school supplies for him, and there were so many good planners there. And I was like, damn, I wish I had gotten that. But actually, this one is fine. I like it. It goes all the way through 2024, which is good. So it's not just like the ones that go from June 23 to like June 24, I guess. I don't know. At least I think it goes through December of 2024. Not sure, but I like it. And if you're looking for getting a planner, here are my tips on finding a good planner. Okay. Find one that has like the weekly layout so you can write your to-do list on each day of the week. And then also make sure it includes like a monthly calendar so you can have like month at a view. Is that what it's called? Like where you can see and have all your important events, people's birthdays. Good to have. So I like having the weekly thing and the monthly part. But also keep in mind, some planners give you like no room to write stuff. So think about how much stuff you have to do and how much space you need, or how much you like how fat your writing is. Like if you write really big and something only has 3 lines for like Saturday, Sunday, Monday, that's not really gonna work. So before you get a planner, obviously open it, see what's inside. I personally don't like the planners that have all the like frilly like goal setting stuff, that type of thing. But if you're into that, go for it. But I just think it's a waste of paper and I never end up using it. I only ever use the weekly part and then the monthly part. But I love having a planner. It keeps me very organized. My planner is the size of like a printer paper, so it's pretty big. But I just wanted a big planner because I had a smaller one that was maybe like slightly bigger than a, what is it, a 4x6 picture, I guess that's what I would compare it to. And I'd always lose it in my backpack somehow, and also the lines were just so small. So I like having a bigger planner personally just because I have a lot of things to do and in different areas, and it just keeps me organized. So I love having my weekly planner. I love being able to cross things off. It just makes me feel very productive and put together. But like, to be honest, I use my planner, yes, but I also like writing to-do lists on my laptop. I feel like that's more for school though, just because it's easier for me to see what's assignments are due in the next 3 weeks than having to flip through pages in my planner. But for everything else I do, I like having my planner. So like for my internship or for the podcast or for clubs I'm in, I think it's helpful. Or for like just errands I need to do, pretty much anything but school I use. But like if you get a planner for school, it's whatever works for you. Find what works for you. But yeah, next thing. Okay, if you're looking for some room decor, I got some really cute wall prints from Society 6. Okay, and that's a website, and they have cute like posters you can get in different sizes. When I ordered mine for my dorm room, they were having a big sale. I'm not sure if they still are, but they might be having like a back to school sale. Possibly. A lot of things have been on sale. I saw the other day, Reebok, everything was like 50% off, but then every pair of shoes that I wanted, it was like, this discount does not apply. And I was like, bro, then what does the discount apply to? Anyway, so a lot of things are on sale, but check out Society 6 for cute wall prints. I got a bunch in pink just because my dorm room theme this year in the Kappa house is pink. Okay, we have a pink rug, I have a pink rolling set of drawers, I have a pink ottoman. Pretty much the only thing that's not pink is my bed because I'm just using my quilt from last year, but it does have pink in it. It's like navy blue though. But they have cute wall prints. They have like the cute aesthetic ones, like the Matisse paintings that I know a lot of people like. But they also have like fun cartoons or like things related to TV shows. I got some. One I got was like an aura that was pink, and I think it was for balance. And then I got one that was a bunch of little rainbows because they were so cute. And then I also got one that was like a pink sunset. But they're, I think it was like $15 a poster. But obviously it depends on what size you get. But if you're looking for some decor, check out Society 6 because they have really cute prints. And also it's really fun just to scroll through because they have so many pages. Like I think I looked through like over 20. And it's just, it's really fun. If you're bored and want to procrastinate, look at wall prints. Next thing, okay. Y'all know my absolute favorite thing in the world is my Kindle. Okay, and that's why it's on this list. I love my Kindle so much. And if you're looking for book recs, listen to last week's episode because I talked all about that and some Kindle hacks, I guess. But I got a new Kindle for my birthday. I didn't really need a new Kindle, but my mom got me one, which I was grateful for. But it's so nice. And if you have Kindle Unlimited, that's good because you can get some books for free. I personally don't have that, but I use the Libby library app so you can get library books. So I always make sure to check the library first before actually buying a book. But I love my Kindle because I can read in the dark and hold it with one hand. And also it's easier for travel. And it's just, if you're someone who reads a lot and reads like fairly quickly, personally, so I actually read really, really slow. I just can sit for like 6 hours at a time and read a book, but I read it so slowly. It's really embarrassing. And that's one of my things that I'm like, how can I read so many books and still read so slow? I don't know. Okay. But if you read a lot and maybe your parents are getting mad at you for spending so much money on books, that personally happened to me. But I like using the library app on my Kindle, and it just makes things easy. And then also I don't have a bajillion books sitting around in my room, and Kindle books are cheaper, like, because some hardback or paperback books are upwards of like $20, especially if it just came out. But then on the Kindle you can get it for like $5 or less than $10, which is good. But of course then you need to invest in a Kindle, so honestly I'm not sure the prices cancel out, but I like my Kindle and I think it's fun. I also feel like I read faster on it, and I like that you can adjust the size of the font because I read a real book, like paper book, last week or something, and my head hurt so bad. I think it's because the font was small. It was probably normal size, but I always have to read things in a bigger font or else it gives me a headache. So that's why I like my Kindle. Okay. Next thing on my list, moving to like, I guess it's like body skincare type stuff. Guys, I talked about this a few episodes ago, but I recently found my new favorite body wash, and that's the Method body wash. It's the one with shea butter and, oh my god, what else is in it? Is it coconut or vanilla? I'm not really sure. I think it's called like Nourish or Nourishment, but it's the one that has shea butter in it and it smells like vanilla. Okay. And it is so yummy. Like every time I put it on, I generally, like in the shower, I get so happy because it smells so good, and I'll keep smelling myself throughout the day. And I never do that. And previously, I'd been using the Native Cucumber Mint body wash. And I think I'm gaslit myself into thinking that I like the smell. First of all, there is no mint smell in it whatsoever. It only smells like cucumber, and not even good cucumber. I did not like it, but that's what I had at school, so that's what I use. But I love, 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 love this Method body wash, and it's not very expensive. I think it was like $8 for a bottle, which is pretty good, and you can get it at like Target or Walmart, but it just smells so yummy, and they have a lot of different scents. So if you're not interested in like the vanilla-y vibe, which I think it reminds me of like winter just because it smells like so cozy and yummy, but they have like a more floral scent, I know, and like some other ones, but the one with shea butter is my favorite. I really don't know what it's called, and that's bothering me, but it just smells so delicious. I 10 out of 10 recommend. And speaking of smelling delicious, okay, I got a new perfume. And this is after I had gone to Sephora. I went to Ulta and I literally smelled all the perfumes. And I did that by myself and I was like, oh, everything stinks. I don't like any of these because I really don't like extremely perfumey scents because it makes me like get a headache and just makes me feel genuinely nauseous. So that's not my vibe. But I found it's the Ariana Grande blush perfume. And when I tell you it's scrumptious, it is scrumptious. Like, I don't even know what's in it or actually what it smells like. It just smells yummy. That's the only way I can describe it, is yummy. But like, for finding perfume, sometimes I think perfumes smell so good, and then when I put them on, they just smell weird on me. Like the Glossier perfume, I think smells to die for and smells so yummy. But then whenever I wear it, it just doesn't mesh well with, I guess, my natural scent. But I know some people wear it and they smell delicious. Okay, so like, try on different perfumes. This one I don't think was very expensive. I feel like it was like $30, maybe. But I've never really been a big perfume person, but I've been having so much fun this summer just like spraying everything. And I saw a TikTok talking about like where you should perfume, and it's really aggressive and the reasoning is so funny. So like, obviously it's like your wrists, your neck, and then this girl is like, put it on the top of your head so then guys who are taller than you can smell you. I was like, that's genius. So I've been putting it on my wrist, my neck, the top of my head, like the back of my neck, like everything. And my boyfriend isn't even here, but it's just so, it's so funny. And I told my sister and she started doing that too. And we probably smell aggressively strong of perfume, but it's just, it's kind of fun. And I really like it. But like, I went to Ulta and tried a bunch of things. I really wanted, it was some vanilla-y perfume because I wanted it to go with the body wash I have. But when I went to the store to try it, it just smelled like coffee for some reason. And I don't know why, because I don't think it had any actual coffee scent in it, but I just did not like it. So I ended up getting this one. But I'm trying to think. There's a really yummy vanilla one at Target. What is it called? It's like the logo with a moon. Oh my god. I don't know, but it smells really good. And at my Target, it was literally on the bottom row, like on the floor. It was attached to the floor. It's like, you know how iPhones are always locked in so you can't steal them? It was like that, but this was like $20 perfume, so I don't know why. But it smells really yummy. I like the vanilla-y scents. But like I said, I've been loving the Ariana Grande one. It lasts all day, too. At least for me. I know some people online said it didn't last all day, but mine's been lasting all day and like not just a few hours, and I can still smell it and it still smells yummy. And it was approved by my mother, which means it's good. Next thing you absolutely, absolutely need, if you take anything away from this episode, get Aquaphor. Okay, like at the beginning of the episode, I was talking about the Summer Fridays lip balm, okay? That is so expensive. And yeah, it looks really aesthetic and really yummy. But do you need it? No. You do need Aquaphor. Okay. I put every one of my friends on this, put Bryce on it, put like so many people on Aquaphor. My sister and I are obsessed. And it's so good because I have like a bathroom Aquaphor, a room Aquaphor, a backpack Aquaphor. And it just is so nice. So get Aquaphor, okay? If that's what you take away from this episode, get that. Okay, and last thing I've been absolutely, absolutely obsessed with. This is not a product. This is just a vibe. This is the Pitch Perfect soundtrack, okay? Whenever I'm feeling stressed, whenever I'm feeling anxious, or whenever I'm literally driving in the car because I hate driving, I will put on the Pitch Perfect soundtrack. It is just so good. I love a cappella. I think one of my biggest flaws is that I can't sing, okay? Generally, I might be tone deaf, I don't know, because my curse is that I can know all the words to a song, but listening to me sing, I've been told, can be painful. Okay, but I love the Pitch Perfect soundtrack, love the Pitch Perfect movies. I recently came to a realization the other day that all my favorite movies involve singing, like High School Musical, Mamma Mia, Pitch Perfect, but I love a cappella, okay? And it's so fun. And if you need to hype yourself up, or if you just want to get into a good mood, listen to the Pitch Perfect soundtrack, and I promise you'll feel automatically better. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I have a problem, but I don't think I do. And I've just been so obsessed with it. It's just, oh, chef's kiss. So good. But anyway, that was my last thing. Just had to throw that in there because I've been loving it. I think when I go to school, which is like an 8-hour drive with my dad, I'm gonna make us listen to that because I know all the songs and it's just, it's so fun. Anyway, that's the end of the episode. I hope these were helpful. Let me know what your current favorite products are, what your current obsessions are, and I'll see you next week. Bye!